Jazz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Jazz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Hey, welcome to the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Hey!
Pam's over there.
Buongiorno.
Phil's over there.
What's up?
All right, first let's start with a request from Mamsie.
Okay, what she got?
She wanted to hear the letter that Keith sent in to the Marconi people.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
It obviously was well written because it won us a Marconi, or at least got us in the running.
Right.
And then they did the research on the show, and they found that not only was it true, but it was enough to hand us an award.
That was great.
We don't have that letter, and Keith, boss Keith is kicking himself, so you had to type it right into the website.
Gotcha.
Right. Oh. So he doesn't have a copy of it.
Right.
That's just annoying. Because he's the kind of person that would archive everything. I'm surprised he didn't archive that.
Right. Well, I have a feeling he sent what we all wrote together and Phil sent over word for word.
Yeah.
He didn't say that, though. When he said on the air, he said, Phil typed something like a monkey on a keyboard, so I fixed it and sent it. That's what he said.
Wow. In his voice and everything. That. Yeah.
I remember being like, wow, okay.
Like a monkey on a keyboard. Yeah, I remember the visual.
Real good.
Yeah.
Well, we were asked to write the letter to send him. Send it over in like a day.
Yeah.
And we did that, and here it is. Chaz and AJ in the Morning have been Connecticut's number one morning show since 2003. They're heard across the state on three radio stations, 102.9 The Whale Hartford, 99.1 PLR New Haven, and 95.9 The Fox Fairfield County. It's a town hall meeting held in a frat house, a rock show with a big heart. Their annual toy drive in 2015 raised over $100,000 for at-risk children in local orphanages and hospitals. They saved the home of veteran Brendan Cameron from foreclosure on the air the morning of Veterans Day thanks to the donations made by their listeners. In August, they kicked off the Radiothon for Connecticut Children's Medical Center, which raised over $120,000. Wounded veteran Sean Pesci needed a wheelchair-accessible home after being severely injured in the line of duty, so they helped build him a new home through their Veterans Gala. The show members have all participated in fundraisers and community appearances totaling over 200 in 2015 alone. Through 9/11, Sandy Hook, Hurricanes Irene and Sandy, and major events of 2015, they've been the go-to show for their community. The show was founded nearly 20 years ago with community outreach as a priority, and that's something that remains today. I think that's pretty fucking awesome. Doesn't sound like a monkey wrote that up.
No, mm-hmm. Not at all. No.
No.
Plus, we only had 200 words that we could write. So
exactly.
There's a lot of stuff that we were trying to make sound more eloquent, I guess, instead of just like factual stuff that we had to either cut or edit together because of the word restraint.
Yeah, monkey would write, oot geek.
Right, banana.
Whoops, poopy.
Yeah. It would look like the back of a Russian hockey jersey.
It really would.
Yeah, all consonants.
Exactly.
And I remember when we wrote this letter, because I was typing it out, but we were all throwing out stuff, like ideas and stuff together.
What was the process? First, we wrote down everything we did in 2015.
Right.
And then we're like, okay, how do we jam this all in?
Right. Exactly.
Also, we can't mention 9/11 and Sandy Hook and Hurricanes Irene and Sandy because it didn't fall in 2015, but they should know this stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
That we just didn't turn it on in 2015.
Exactly. It's been a long thing.
Yeah. And we wanted to make sure the listeners were mentioned being a big part of it. And I thought it was well written. If I got this, I would have just said, okay, that's good. Forward.
Right.
Cut and paste.
Right.
But that's as close as we're going to get to knowing what was really sent. Mm. And there it is. So thanks for asking, Mamsie.
Thank you.
Yep.
And yesterday they had a surprise, which was blown by first Phil and then Pam for us.
The twosome, the surprise. Right?
So they had a conference room staff gathering to congratulate us. And we had cake and it was a card and it was really, really nice. Kristen had been emailing me. She's the top boss, the market manager. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, let's do this staff thing. And I said, well, why don't we do it at the Monsters Ball? It'll be great. Everyone will be there. And she was like, yeah, well, that's great, but we should do something for the building.
Okay.
And then I never emailed back because, like, I don't like I don't like those things. I don't like them.
Right.
Like, I just, they make me, group things make me feel awkward.
Right.
I like to be in a room with a microphone and that's it.
Yeah.
So I never replied. And then yesterday, Phil said, oh, there's a card up front for you guys. Oh, shit. I just blew it.
Yep.
So
that was word for word.
Yeah, it was.
Because I sit here in front of the computer, so I have my email open, and often we get packages or stuff delivered, or like, hey, there's a listener that would like to say hello. So all it said was card for Chaz and AJ. So I'm like, oh, on your way out, make sure you grab the card. Right. I open the email. It's like, don't tell them, but come and sign it. I'm like, motherfucker. Like, first of all, why are you sending it to
me? Why are you on? Exactly.
Right? Like,
right.
And how did Pam blow it? I forget.
So it was the next, it was yesterday. Yeah.
During the show.
Right. Right. And I think Kristen texted me and said, hey, after the show, can you guys come into the conference room? Mm-hmm. And so I already knew what was going on.
Yeah,
because I blew it.
But I didn't want to. I didn't want to say, "Oh, well, I can't wait to see the card." You know.
Yeah.
I was like, "Okay." And then I forgot what I said. I was like, "Is there food or is there what's going on?"
Oh yeah.
And Pam said, "Oh, it's just cake. Just cake.
Right.
Just cake."
Actually, I think it came out more like this. There's cake.
Yeah, it was like that.
There's cake.
But same story with Phil. They also put me on that email too. So what do you expect? So I'm thinking, oh, everybody, we all just know it's cake. Like,
right.
Okay.
It's cake.
I didn't think it was like a big surprise because why wouldn't me and Phil be on the email because we're part of the show?
Oh, trust me, you won't be on those emails again.
Right.
They shouldn't have, but like, why are we on it?
Yeah, you learn. You learn after
a while. I signed our card because they specifically put me on that email. Sign the card for Chaz and AJ. I was like, okay, I will.
I am so glad you're not CIA.
Yeah, exactly.
Phil too.
It was really nice, though.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm.
I like the banner of all of us.
That banner was awesome.
So that banner should go like behind you guys, so it's on camera
and the
all morning.
Yeah. Yes, I agree.
On Chaz and AJ TV.
I like it.
But we will be bringing that Marconi to the. What are you laughing at, Phil?
No, because like three people came up to me. They're like, everybody looks so happy in that photo, except you look like you want to fucking murder somebody. And I'm like, it's just photo. I hate picture day.
That's
I fucking
look.
Hate it. Yeah. And like every time we do it, there's something wrong with my photo. So I'm just like, I'm just going to fucking stand here.
Yeah.
You just tell me what you want
it's
me
like
to do.
It's like you're being forced to do it.
I hate it. I fucking hate photo day.
And
so that's why
you
it's exactly
see.
What it looks like.
And that's your face in this banner.
Angry,
I got to take a picture of it. And
angry Phil.
And then we'll hang it in the monkey cage.
Cool.
And we're going to bring the Marconi to the Monsters Ball. Which, by the way, I hear from Boss Keith is selling very well.
Good.
So, $1,000 cash prize. There's food. There's a live band. There's craziness. And it is really the costume party of Connecticut.
Truth.
We can only fit 300 people in, and it's going to sell out. So, if you're planning on going, don't waste last minute. This happens every year.
Yep.
Any more tickets left?
No.
Yeah. And that's when, because the last week is when everyone's like, so what are you doing? I don't know. What are you doing?
Yeah, don't be the no.
The tickets are gone by then, so buy them now. They're linked up at ChazAndAJInTheMorning.com.
By the way, I forgot to tell you, Amanda like had never really been to like a big like Halloween party before last year. She had so much fun. I don't know if there's a person in the state more excited to go than she is. She's already been online.
Oh, sweet.
Like looking for her costume and shit. She's like, I don't know, maybe I should do this. No, I'm going to do this. And I'm like, I don't fucking care. Like, just,
and that's the, you know, that's the fun of it.
It is.
Like, getting
up with the
whole
costume.
Thing from beginning to end. Once you get those tickets, you're like, yeah, now costume time.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, for under $15, so it's $12, but then there's like $2.50 service charge. So under $15, you get food, live band, chance at $1,000, and we just have the best friggin' time.
It's my
favorite.
Man, huge.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay, let's just pick it up from here. We just had to cut out a bunch of shit.
Yep.
First it was me.
Yes.
And then it was Pam.
Sorry.
I've just been gross. We're good.
That's typical.
Yep. That's me.
All right, then.
Okay, I'm afraid to say something now.
Say it.
I don't want to be next.
Say it.
All right. Anything else? I think we got it covered. Make sure you buy those tickets for the Monsters Ball.
Do it. Do it.
Get your friends to go. We're going to have a blast.
We are.
We're going to do shots off of the Marconi.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Bye.
Pam's over there.
Sayonara.
Phil's over there.
See ya.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and subscribe to our podcasts, please. Right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.